Hey, it's Leah. So we hear a lot of noise, and even when you hear the word noise, it means a certain thing, something unwanted, something that takes us further away from an idealized environment. But how often do we actually think about what noise is? This is the second in a series of 5-minute noise meditations that I'm going to be dropping into the feed over the next couple of weeks. The idea behind these meditations is that they'll allow you to really pay attention to noise. To really experience it, but also to experience the way that noise from your environment bleeds in. It's almost like it's a kind of live mix. I selected these meditations with Jan Tomorrow. She's the co-founder of a group called Practice, where artists create noise meditations that explore a particular psychoacoustic phenomenon, and then they invite people to listen in silence, sitting or lying down, to see what kinds of feelings and emotions come up. This one's from Jeremy Young. It's called Expanding Empathetic Belly. The thing I like about it is that there's this bed of noise that feels atmospheric, and then the notes come in and out of it in this kind of soft, subtle way. It's almost like they're dampened the way that light looks in a fog. You're going to hear from Jeremy Young in a bit, but before that, I'm going to play you the piece. Here it is.
Noise meditation number 2. Expanding empathetic belly.
So that was expanding empathetic belly. Since we're talking about noise, and it's hard to know how to talk about noise, I decided to ask each artist the same 10 questions to see what came out. Here's an excerpt from Jeremy Young. So, what was the process behind this piece?
This piece is very simply constructed. It's three short melodic lines in different octaves performed on a Wurlitzer keyboard that has been dubbed to quarter-inch tape and cut into loops. So essentially, it's just three melodies created by the same instrument that are looping around together, as well as a blanket of sine tones, sine waves, in the same key. You could think of it as like a braid. You have these three lines of melody that are exactly the same every time they come back around individually, but how they fall amongst one another is different every time. And the differences are subtle. They're subtle enough so that you don't really notice it consciously. But this very simple piece, which is just three melodic lines, actually moves pretty compellingly forward.
Do you have some kind of a meditation practice?
Okay, so here's something. I don't really meditate. I mean, I say that and I am lying because I do meditate, but I don't meditate like on a regular basis and for the sake of meditation. What does that mean? I have a few relationships in my life which I consider to be sort of meditative relationships with people in my life that I communicate with on a regular basis for the purpose of sort of talking through like a moment.
Are there any sounds that you hate?
I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but the sound of people's babies crying is like, I mean, that's a sound that is like biologically and neurologically designed to bother you. Like it's like, thank you, evolution, for creating this sound that just immediately makes me anxious. But I don't really hate it. I wouldn't go so far as to say as I hate the sound of babies crying. I would say that there are some sounds that I really love, though, that a lot of people might hate. And that's the sounds, you know, of like my dishwashing machine. You know, like every sound that makes, there's like water splishing around. There's little beeps and there's like the sound of like a tiny motor going around. And sometimes when I go to bed and we've just put the dishes in the dishwasher and for the next like 20 to 30 minutes, there are these like random little sounds that we can hear in our bedroom from the dishwasher. Like, I love that. I sometimes will try to keep myself awake just to listen to it.
If this meditation brought up a particular image or feeling for you, I want to hear about it. Send me an email or voice memo at aliyah@canadalandshow.com. I'll be dropping the next meditation into your feed soon, and this next one draws from a really strange tradition. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.